This is the Tejano Nation Radio Podcast, where we always give you exclusive interviews with your favorite artists and new music premieres. My name is Romeo, and right now on the telephone, special guest right now is Miguel Hernandez. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thank you all so much for having me on the show.
No, we're glad you're here. You got a brand new single dropping today.
I do, man. I'm super excited, man. It's my brand new single. I've been on hiatus for quite a while, man. Yeah, so this single is called Contigo Siempre Estaré. It's a really upbeat cumbia, and it's through Roe Records. So I'm really excited about it, man. I'm hoping that everybody enjoys it just as much as we enjoyed making it.
Perfect. I like that. Well, let's rewind a little bit. Let's go back to the beginning and tell us how you got into the music business.
Oh, man. How long is your show?
I got a 4-hour show, man. Take your time. Go ahead.
Right on. So, man, I started when I was bien pollito, man. So I started actually back in the day with Stephanie Lynn and High Energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just started, you know, playing with different artists here and there. You know, I've had the pleasure of sharing the stage with Shelly and Jay Perez and Stephanie Montiel and, you know, different artists and stuff. And back in about 2005, I decided to go on my own.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I released a couple albums already. So I have 4 under my belt right now. This will be my 5th album, my 5th effort, I should say. And that's basically it, man. I mean, I've just been in the music business for quite a while, and some of my own, you know, some helping other people. I was helping out Sunny Salceda,
mm-hmm.
being a really good friend of mine, great bunch of guys. Yeah, I mean, I've been in the industry for quite a while.
Yeah, so you worked with some of those great artists right there, and now you're on your own. So tell me some of your musical influence that you have that's, you know, in your music.
Oh, man, there's so many. And just because I listen to such a wide variety of genres and everything. But as far as Tejano music, I mean, I've always been a big Jay Perez fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he was my idol, you know, as far as being a vocalist. I'm a musician first.
Yeah.
And so it was just one of those things, man. Jay was a really big influence. But I am a big metalhead, man. So I listen to a lot of rock, a lot of metal stuff, man. So,
oh, wow.
So, you know,
and you incorporate that into some of your music, the rock music?
You know, there's a few songs that I do, but I know that, you know, that the guys at the studio, man, Percy Cardona and Ernie, they keep me really grounded. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, my mind can wander a little bit and say, oh, this is cool, let's do this. And they're like, okay, they'll appease it. And then they'll, you know, kind of subliminally put it, you know, hidden in the back and,
uh-huh.
you know, stuff like that. So, but yeah, man, I try to, sometimes I think I do a little bit too much, but, you know.
It's always good to be out there and have people that bring you back sometimes. But so tell me, how did you, you know, hook up with Roe Records?
Man, so we actually did the Después de Mucho album. Ernie is we've been friends for, you know, a very long amount of years, man. So, and when I was working on my album, you know, he just, you know, decided, hey, man, you know, if you want, you know, we could work together. And we did. We worked on the Después de Mucho album. And then the Life and Lyric album, Percy Cardona and myself and Ernie worked really hard on that album. And, you know, other than having a really, you know, tight friendship, I mean, you know, we work well together as, you know, musically.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it, man, and Life and Lyric happened. And so it's been an ongoing relationship since then.
Cool, perfect. So you got that relationship going on with those guys there. So any upcoming projects you have, you know, coming up for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, the single coming out, and mm-hmm. and you know, this 2017, you know, we're dropping the full album. So you know, again under Roe Records, and you know, hopefully by next year, you know, we'll start promoting the album, doing some tour dates and stuff like that, and you know, some interviews, radio interviews, and you know, the whole radio tour.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully the good people of San Angelo might have me out next year, you know, because it's been a long time since I've been to San Angelo, so okay. It'd be nice to go out there and share my music with y'all.
Yeah, everybody out here in West Texas love Tejano music and love it when the artists come and visit and come on by and say hi and do their shows. You know, so you're a musician and a singer, and so which one do you like better? You like being in the studio playing music, or you like being at the concert in the crowd?
Yeah, I like it all, man. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm a musician first, man. But I tell you, you know, the reason why I was on, you know, such a hiatus was because, you know, I became a dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really wanted to focus on really being there for my kids and things like that. But the one thing that I really did miss a lot was actually creating, you know, being in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that really right now is my passion. I really like creating music, and you know, I have a lot of ideas, you know, more good than bad, I hope. But so I definitely you know, like, you know, put my ideas and, you know, self pen my stuff and compose and all that, and hopefully the, like I said, the touring will come. And you know, I always like touring, of course.
Yeah.
But I definitely like creating the most. Yeah.
Perfect. I like that. All right. So you've been in the business for a while. So what do you see yourself maybe in 5 or 10 years from now?
Hopefully doing what I'm doing, man. Just like I said, you know, creating music, that's really one of my passions. But you know, just hitting the people, you know, where it counts, and having them, you know, feel my music and feel my lyrics, and you know, that's where I want to continue doing what I'm doing in the next 5-10 years. And that's really what counts, man. If I can reach somebody on a emotional level, then I've done what I wanted to do.
Exactly. That's the goal for the musician and for the artist, to connect with the fan and the person you're giving out the music to.
Absolutely.
All right. So if people want to get a hold of you, social media, how can they, you know, get in contact with you?
Well, of course, you know, the Facebook, I know we're on Facebook. I will be redoing my Twitter page and things like that. But Facebook for sure. They can also look for my music on YouTube and, you know, subscribe to my channel. You get all the latest and greatest, you know, little videos and little, you know, web clips and all that good stuff. But definitely, they can find my music on Spotify, on, you know, Pandora, all that good stuff. And of course, you know, on San Angelo's Tejano Hit Station, you know. So, they can find me all over.
Cool. And then you search at Miguel Hernandez?
Yes. At Miguel Hernandez.
There you go. So make sure you go search for it. Look out for it. So the song is finally here. It's been released. It's going to be on all the digital retailers, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So let you introduce it. Let's premiere it right here on the radio. A brand new track for you. You definitely can't get anywhere else but right here at Tejano Nation Radio. I'll let you introduce the brand new song. Go ahead.
This is my latest single from your boy Miguel Hernandez. And this is Contigo Siempre Estaré.
Te llamé, no contestaste. Por favor, escucha el mensaje que te dejo ofreciéndote mi amor. Cada vez que has llorado, tus lágrimas yo he juntado con mi ternura y los latidos de mi corazón. Y ya no puedo seguir con el saber que estás lastimada. Déjame ser ese hombre de que tú hablabas. Te daré mi amor si me dejarás. Y día tras día entenderás que esta pasión es sin igual. Tu corazón protegerá en cada paso que tú darás. Estaré a tu lado en tus dudas. Preferiría morir si me dejarás, porque anhelo a tu lado siempre estaré. Que has llorado, tus lágrimas yo he juntado con mi ternura y los latidos de mi corazón. Y ya no puedo seguir con el saber que estás lastimada. Déjame ser ese hombre de que tú hablabas. Te daré mi amor si me dejarás. Y día tras día entenderás que esta pasión es sin igual. Tu corazón protegerá en cada paso que tú darás. Estaré a tu lado en tus dudas. Preferiría morir si me dejarás. Siempre a tu lado me quedaré. Te daré mi amor si me dejarás. Y día tras día entenderás que esta pasión es sin igual. Tu corazón protegerá en cada paso que tú darás. Estaré a tu lado en tus dudas. Preferiría morir si me dejarás, porque anhelo a ti.